Check it out. Okay, yo, you're gonna love this. All right.
What you won't do?
Won't do.
It's oh,
time
man.
For what you won't do. Oh, oh hell no.
Oh man.
The Russ Clark Morning Show.
Yeah, what you won't do is get a young lady pregnant that already had a baby from another baller.
Oh, no.
And you're just like in second place. You're in second place.
Second.
Oh, man. Blake Griffin. Oh, my goodness.
Not good.
What you won't do, let's go to the phones. 1-877-727-7746. Hello, what you won't do?
It's Tracy. What you won't do is blurt out a damn answer without listening and mess up $200 damn. I'm still sick about it.
Yes, Tracy. I didn't. You know what?
We
talked about that, and we're like, Tracy, of all people, would have gotten it right.
Mm-hmm. She got excited.
You got too excited because you know what? You're a Miss Know-It-All. You think you know it. I talked to your husband.
Ooh.
You think you know everything, and you don't.
Wow.
Yeah, where is Mike? Anyway, hello. What you won't do?
Yeah, man, what you won't do is not have a job for at least a month and a half and tell me that my school refund money did not go to you. So you wasn't eating? So you wasn't staying in a house? Nice house, no rent paid, no electric. You weren't watching the game.
Wow.
No.
You just let him just take advantage of
you. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
He got over.
Yeah, he did. What you won't do, good morning.
Yeah, what you won't do is have me working 72 hours a week and every once in a while get a Sunday off. And then you let me know on Tuesday that I got to work Sunday. I ain't working no harder all week long.
Yeah, tell him.
It's like a football player. You're taking a play off.
Taking a play or two off.
You're not getting 100% for the next couple of days.
Mm-mm.
72 hours a week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Man. Eric Whetstone writes, he tweeted me at Russ Parr Show, what you won't do is wash your hands before you go to the bathroom and then try to make me a hamburger and French fries. You know, here's what I don't get. Why would you wash your hands when you go in the bathroom, then use the bathroom, and then leave?
That makes no sense.
Right. Uh-huh. That is a problem. Good morning. What you won't do?
Good morning, this is Shannon. What you won't do is be the first ones to get into the hair and the nail salon, and your daughter's hair look like it hadn't been done in like 5 months.
Wow. It's starting to dread up and everything, huh? And she's like, I want it straightened. I want like a flat iron.
Nah.
Man, you're going to need more than a flat iron.
You need some
iron.
Treatments.
Uh-huh. What you won't do, good morning.
Well, good morning. What you won't do is
you tell me.
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down. What you won't do is call the radio station after we tell you over and over again to turn your radio down. That's what you won't do. But now you can do what you won't do.
You got to turn your radio down.
Down.
Wow, she's going to hear this in a minute.
Next.
All right. Hey, Dana Renee writes, what you won't do is plead his innocent until he turns a gun on you and want to say you have doubts about him. Have a seat, bitch.
Wow.
What she's talking about, George Zimmerman.
Wife, yeah.
George Zimmerman's wife's like, I don't know what he's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Were you in court? You know
we
what he's
do.
Capable of doing. Wow, that's crazy. Mm. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what you won't do.
What you won't do is go to Dusty T's, a.k.a. Trimmers, with a slick back ponytail and flip flops.
Okay, hit that.
I got it.
Thank you.
You ended it.
Right.
Oh, man.
You messed it
Kendra
up.
Kendra Slinker writes, what you won't do is squeeze between cars on the interstate, then hit your brakes like I'm the one tailgating.
Wow. I hate when people
that.
Try to do
I hate that.
That
too.